Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Ah, yes, kicking off hour number two in style. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. Can't play it, talk a number to call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Sirius and XM, channel 206, Sirius XM and the app. Same channel across all three platforms. Mikey B, Pete the Body across the way, AB with your updates. 2 hours to play with. And we hit the guest line, Taz, to kick off hour number two. As we're now joined by John Sally, former NBA star, now actor, personalities all over the place. Hey, John, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Man, I appreciate you guys having me on. This is, you know, it may be early in the morning, but I can't wait to talk to you two animals.
We appreciate that, Johnny.
Thanks, John.
I can't wait. But before we get going, I just want to let you know, I'm talking to you on my Straight Talk Ultimate Unlimited plan. Now you can get to the $55. You can go to unlimited streaming, DVD quality. If you're too busy to watch the game, no problem. You can download it, keep on track. Straight Talk Wireless offers you the best on the latest smartphone. So I'm just telling you, this is what I'm talking to you
all
about.
All right, man. That's smooth, by the way. That was
jokes.
That was smooth,
I'm
subtle,
not,
subtle.
You on your straight talk unlimited plan.
All right.
What you guys want to talk about?
Straight Talk. There you go. Unlimited plan.
Got it.
All right, John. Let's talk a little bit about the NBA last night. The Cavs comeback victory over the Toronto Raptors here. Is it too much to say? Do you think the Cavs are still the team to beat in the Eastern Conference?
Oh, on to some more Straight Talk. I do. When you got the King playing, LeBron did some things that was never done. How about you play an entire game with no turnovers and you get 17 assists? That means he passed the ball. And it could have been, my bad, 35 points. They were getting beat at the half, and he just turned it on. I love when LeBron plays like that. It's one of my favorite things, when he turns into – Shaquille Magic and Larry Bird with a Michael Jordan book.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was saying earlier, John, you know, it could be a thing, too, for, like, the Raptors, even though they're sitting in first place, and not a lot of people buzz about them, but, you know, they get a great team, and then when it gets down to knuckle-up time, you know, they fall short sometimes. But here's the thing, though. Don't you think, man, that this could be sometimes, as you know, right? Sometimes in a loss, you can, as a leader or a coach, you can motivate, right? So it could be a good thing in essence. It's a regular season game. It's not the end of the world. They're still sitting in the top of the food chain in the East, the Raptors. You agree with that, though? You could use this as motivation. Let's get rolling. You know what I mean? Because in a loss like this, when you were winning the game by a whole bunch, and then you drop the ball.
Well, let me see. They scored 79 points in the first half.
Right.
And your motivation should be the guy in front of you wants to smile, and you don't want him to. So your motivation should be just defeating the person you want to play against.
Right.
But when you turn around, DeRozan is, like, on the cover of magazines this month. These were the guys who gave Cleveland problems during the playoffs, during their run for championship. This was the team that caused the problem. They're going to learn from it. They're going to learn that you don't let anybody score 132 points.
Right.
There's just not any defense in that game. It was defense, but there's a lot of scoring. So the coach is going to go back and say, we made LeBron. This is going to be in LeBron's obituary. It's also going to be in his highlight reel. So those guys have to look back and field, kind of like remember when Kobe scored 81? It was against the Toronto Raptors. I'm just saying. It's just a team that obviously likes giving big stars their really big game.
Yeah, and LeBron certainly put on a show last night with the 35-7 and 17 assists. When you look at the overall complexion, John, of the NBA right now, who do you think is the favorite to win the NBA title?
I'm always going to say Golden State. They just have the mentality. I used to say if I was going to walk through the Amazon, I'm not going to pick the older Jewish lady from Long Island to show me how to get through. I'm going to want to go through with somebody who's been to the Amazon, been around the snakes and what bugs not to touch, and how to stay warm and out of the rain. I want to go with somebody that's been down the road in Cleveland. Golden State has been the one that's pushed that far. I think Harden, like they said even last year, is the MVP. A good thing is my boy Dwight Howard had 32 points, 30 rebounds.
Yeah, he turned it up.
Was like beast. but when it comes down to the East Coast, if the Raptors can get over that feeling, that playoff that they have in May, usually, I think they'll be the team to come out of the East. I'm only saying that because my man Tyronn Lue, the coach of Cleveland, is taking the absence. The team got a really big shakeup with a whole bunch of new people. I think this is all learning. I think that's why LeBron had to literally put the team on his back. So I think the team to come out. They may be the team to beat, but the team to come out would be the Raptors.
Hey, John, so speaking of Ty Lue, right, so like to your point, you know, he's taking a leave of absence. We were talking the other day here on the air about, you know, the stress that a guy like this, that you're a head coach of, I don't care if it's an NFL team, a pro baseball team, whatever, an NBA team, especially when you're the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers and you have LeBron James, the king, on your team. You know, speak on that, man. What kind of stress you think this guy was under or is under at the helm of a squad like that?
Well, I put it this way. I mean, before Ty Lue got there, Mike Brown had taken the team all the way to the finals, lost in the finals, and got fired. Mm. That's the stress you're under. It's like I'm getting fired for being number two, which is a trip when you got the greatest athletes playing, and they got that many teams, and they got fired. So there's a lot of stress to Cleveland to win. And to keep your head straight because you have such a mega star in LeBron. It's like a coach gets in his way. So it's just a lot of stress. Tyrue probably biting his tongue a lot. Bearing down is a lot of stress on your inner soul. So I think, you know, a break was necessary. I mean, Steve Kerr took a break when his back was going through whatever. Phil Jackson took a break when his back was going bad. It's not an uncommon thing for a coach to have to internalize his stress and his anger. You got some coaches who yell and scream and go around. Ty Lue is more calm on the bench, and he's pretty good at his substitutions. But just imagine if you had gone from a team that won a championship to the next year lose a championship. You lose your point guard. You get another point guard who has, you know, a lot of things going on. You get D-Wade. It becomes so much that, you know, internalization probably hurt him. I haven't reached out to him. I just know it's not a good thing what they're saying he was going through. So rest is definitely important.
Final one for you, John. What do you make of everything surrounding Kawhi Leonard down in San Antonio?
I don't. I think Popovich is one of my favorite people on the planet, one of my favorite coaches, but one of my favorite people. Things happen down in San Diego. They work it out. It'll be worked out.
So you think there's nothing more than what it is? It's just an injury.
That's it. People are putting too much into it. It's all it is. It's nothing more than that. It's like they want to develop some drama. It's not.
Nothing there. All right, John. So Straight Talk, correct? That's Straight Talk Wireless. Go out and get it, right?
Go out and get your Straight Talk Wireless. I know we talked NBA, but, man, if you are watching the tournament and you want to watch some of these future NBA players, this is the way to get it done. Straight Talk Wireless, I'm telling you right now, offers nationwide coverage, America's largest, most dependable networks, and the latest smartphones and affordable no-contract service plans. See, I like that. I liked having an NBA contract. That was the only contract I like having. Straight Talk Wireless. Go get it.
That's there you
it.
Go.
Dependable.
John, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, love you animals.
All right. See you guys. See you, John. Appreciate it. John Sally, a former NBA player, joined us. Talk a little NBA there. And we closed out the conversation, Taz. Talk a little bit about Kawhi Leonard. And he said there's nothing more to it, John believes, than just an injury. Let's hear what Manu Ginobili had to say.
He's with us, but, you know, it's hard when you don't practice with the team. The bulk of the camaraderie and is pregame, postgame, and halftime. So when you're going through adversity or some trouble, and he's not with us most of the time. So it's hard, and I've been in that situation. Well, not for so long, but for a month and a half. And it's hard. Sometimes you feel like an alien to the core group, and you gotta fight through it. You gotta make an effort to still be around and be part of the everyday topics and the good things and the bad things. So he's you gotta make an effort. For him, it's a little harder because he's not that outspoken. He's just a hard worker. He's just a focused individual on his game, on his weaknesses and strengths. So I assume it's going to be a little harder for him, but hard to tell when you know, he got his own introvert character.
Well, I mean, it's interesting there that a couple of things you pull away from it. Number one is you could sense the frustration from Manu Ginobili, who's been a long-time veteran of the San Antonio Spurs, have been a wonderful player, you know, in the association and internationally as well for Argentina. He brought up the personality of Kawhi Leonard, and you know also the expectations that Leonard is not going to be there, but also the fact that he does not. You still need to be around. Your presence around the team is still important, even if you're banged up and hurt.
I figured some people, I was curious what you took of what Ginobili said. I thought of it a little bit different.
Okay, let me hear.
I didn't feel like, I'm going to put it bluntly, I didn't feel like he was taking a shot at him, that he wasn't around. I think it just means, he means like, if you're not a starter, you're not in that regular mix, and you're not in the grind with the guys on the floor, not if you're either injured and you're getting treatment or maybe you're a bench guy, you're not in that mix. You don't have that chemistry. That's what I got from him. It's interesting you got a little bit something different from him.
So you took it that basically that it's hard for him to be around when you're banged up and you're hurt.
Yeah, because he could be working on, you know, he could be getting treatment. He could be working on it. Yeah, and even if he wasn't, if he's not starting, he's not playing, he's not going to be on the floor with them in practice, like mixing it up with them. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't. Yeah.
That's what I got.
No,
but
that's fair. Listen, you might be right. It's just a, Taz, any way you cut it, it's just the entire situation is strange.
I know.
It's hard for me to listen to what John, and I know John Sally knows NBA players, and he played in the league. So I'm not going to say that we're all making something out of nothing. There's something there that's a little strange and it's a little odd because you heard the rampant reports that, you know, from guys like Woj where everything didn't seem to be all right between Leonard and management in San Antonio. This injury is working out in New York. You know, there was a report a couple weeks ago that he was going to be back. He's still not there. And you have veteran guys, and take it from whatever, however vantage point you want. I do think guys on that team are frustrated by everything that's surrounding Kawhi Leonard right now. There seems to be, I don't feel like, we don't make things up. There seems to be more than just a guy being hurt.
Right. Well, you know, and you spoke about the players, you know, on the team. I mean, maybe they're upset because everybody keeps talking about Kawhi and not talking about, hey, where are they sitting, like sixth or fifth or whatever in the West? You know, that they I think they're in sixth. You know, maybe they're feeling, hey, this guy's not playing. He's a great player. We know that. He's still out with this quad injury. You know, talk about the team. Now, that could be it, too. They could be pissed off about that.
That's true. You're right. And look at how that team responded. Remember, it was not that long ago that the San Antonio Spurs, remember we were having the conversation, could San Antonio actually be out of the playoffs?
Yeah.
They've responded by winning five in a row.
No, I know.
And they've gone from sitting in the ninth spot on the outside looking in to now, as you just mentioned, sitting in spot six, 12 games over the 500 mark.
Right. And so that's the thing, right? So if you're on that team and you're grinding every day and you're playing games and you're working and you're, you know, game prepping and everything, and film, well, they don't have much time to film because they're playing so much. But, you know, I mean, you're out there. That NBA season, as you know, right? It's a grind. These guys work their butts off. There's a lot of games.
There are. You're right. If I ask you right now, Taz, is there more to it than a guy just being hurt with
Kawhi? Absolutely. Yeah, there is.
I
agree with you. Yeah,
I agree. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up straight ahead, a little Alliance of American Football conversation. We'll get into that.
What about Vince? Don't piss him off.
Getting upstaged a little bit. Undercut. We'll give you our thoughts. We'll do that next. Taz and the Moose as we roll right along on a big Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Coming up at 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to talk to UCF men's basketball coach Johnny Dawkins, a legendary Duke player as well. He will join us as we'll break down the round of 16, the eight matchups that are going to come your way over the next couple nights, Thursday and Friday night, as we inch forward to the regional finals and then the Final Four next weekend. Out in San Antonio, AB is in the house right now with another update. Good morning, Andrew.
Gentlemen, your report's brought to you by Barbasol. Barbasol's finally making razors. That's a no-brainer. Check out the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra-thin blades. Save on the Ultra 6 Plus at Barbasol.com. Things were going so well for the Raptors last night in Cleveland. They scored 79 points by halftime. Their lead as large as 15. But then LeBron James happened. 35 points and 17 assists.
LeBron is at the left point. Bothered by Siakam. Gets to the foul line. Down the lane. Feeds left for a quarter three. He knocks it down.
For a late four-point lead, which became a 132-129 victory when DeMar DeRozan missed a three at the buzzer. That was John Michael on Cavs Radio. Love finishing with 23 points and 12 boards. Now, the Raptors would have loved a win over the team that's knocked them out of the postseason the last two springs, but they can't be crushed by the loss, says head coach Dwayne Casey.
Hopefully our guys understand that, hey, we're right there. It's not a mental edge or anything else. It's a shot here, mainly a stop here, a stop there.
And these two play again on April 3rd in Cleveland. The Spurs top the Wizards 98-90. The Clippers a 127-120 win in Milwaukee. The Pelicans 96, the Pacers 92. And the Hornets rallied for a 111-105 win in Brooklyn. The Nets led by as many as 23 midway through the third quarter. Dwight Howard 32 points and 30 rebounds. The Sweet 16 begins tonight with Nevada, Loyola Chicago, and Kentucky, Kansas State in Atlanta, Michigan, Texas A&M, Gonzaga, Florida State in L.A. And the Big East recommending a two-and-none rule for high school players. Commit to a college and stay at least 2 years, or try for the NBA and lose your eligibility. A panel led by Condoleezza Rice expected to make a number of recommendations to the NCAA next month. The Niners, Chargers, and Cardinals reportedly suggesting a bylaw that would limit West Coast teams from playing at 1 Eastern. They could have up to three such games without permission. Those three went 5-10 in early kickoffs this past season. And Bloomberg says the bidding for the Carolina Panthers has reached $2.5 billion. That's Taz show money, which would break the record for a North American franchise. The Dodgers went for just $2 billion in 2012. Jim Tomei's Hall of Fame plaque will have Cleveland's Block C logo, not Chief Wahoo. And Cooperstown says it will not use Chief Wahoo in any new plaques going forward. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, a 5-3 win over Montreal.
Hold on, AB. We discussed this a while, but I'm going to make sure I get this right. That full block red C that's on the ball cap that the Indians wear?
Yes, that will be on Jim Tomei's. He asked for it, and they will allow it and then no longer use Chief Wahoo moving forward.
Hey,
but are not removing Chief Wahoo from the exhibits already in the
straight
museum.
Talk. Gotcha. All right, no problem.
And the Penguins with the Canadiens 5-3, but it's hockey, so who cares? Mark, back to you.
All right, thank you, AB. Appreciate it, buddy. We mentioned going into break, Alliance of American Football.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did. AB and I talked about this yesterday, just yes. So you know. But it was actually pretty funny what happened.
Okay.
Okay, no, continue. Ahead. Set it up. No, set because some people might be new to it. AB, if you could stick around for 1 second, because it's pretty funny, Moose.
Okay.
Lay it out.
All right, Alliance of American Football is going to be a league that Dick Ebersole is the founder of it, and it's going to launch in February of 2019 after the Super Bowl. And we'll feature 8 teams. We know the XFL, as we discussed at the time, is going to launch in 2020. Now you have another alternative to the National Football League, and that is going to be not just the XFL in 2020, but it's also going to be the AAF in February of 2019.
Yes, correctamundo. And I was saying this yesterday while AB was here. You know, we were talking about this, and it, to me, it's like, well, they got upcutted here. The XFL got upcutted, and we had people saying, well, maybe we called a show saying, well, maybe it's a conspiracy here. Maybe this is a wrestling thing. Maybe this is a thing where, what was that guy saying? It'd be the guy who called, I can't remember what I called. He was saying something along the lines of maybe it was a situation where.
He called us marks.
No, he didn't call us marks. Where basically the XFL and the AAFFF. Are working together, not working together, they were going to do something together, and then there was a split. Because if Dick Ebersole and Vince McMahon were together heavily in, with the NBC stuff, with the
right.
whole XFL.
Charlie Ebersole, right. I said Dick Ebersole,
Dick Ebersole's involved, too.
Right,
you're
correct.
Right. And Charlie Ebersole produced these 30 for 30 piece on ESPN. That was the failure of XFL. We just saw it. It was just on
TV.
Which
was fantastic.
It was. And Bill Polian's involved with this thing, and it looks to me like this is going to motivate Vince McMahon. Now, is it too much football? Is there AB? I don't have no idea why I should stay here, but there was something I wanted to talk about.
See you guys later.
Okay. No, okay, see you later. Well, we were discussing this. It was funny, and AB and I had a little fun with it inadvertently. Well, because what happened was the audio. We played the audio. Was it Charlie or Dick Ebersole's audio? And Charlie in 3, 2, 1, go.
In the last quarter century, nobody has put real football by real football people on a field in the offseason. So how do you do that? We formed the Alliance of American Football to answer that question.
So we talked about...
Right.
You heard that audio. It sounds like it's in the Hall of Justice.
Yeah, it does.
It's horrible. I mean, you're doing a press conference... And then we went and played back Vince McMahon's audio with his press conference.
Oh, much
different. The new XFL will kick off in 2020.
It's crystal clear.
And quite frankly, we're going to give the game of football back to fans. Yes.
When I hear that voice, I get like...
Cringe?
You know, no.
Yeah.
I've had that voice in my headset many a night.
I'm sure you did.
but the audio, just the production of it. Not only that... I looked on social media. I asked Mikey B. I said, dude, can you find an AAF Twitter account? They don't have a Twitter account. And they're starting a year before Vince.
And Vince made sure to let it be known that, you know, everything's going to be planned out properly. There's going to be no rush. They're going to have training. They understand the quality on the field is the most important. I mean, and now you have the AAF that's going to get going February of 2019. You got Bill Polian there. They're going to get rid of the kickoffs. They're going to have everyone going for two.
Shorten the games. That sounds familiar.
Right,
Shorten the games.
Right. No onside kick.
Right.
I mean, there are some familiarities with the XFL, yeah. But there's also some differences as well.
Listen, they got real football people in front office, too.
You do.
Like Troy Polamalu
right,
and stuff
Troy,
like that.
Right. Yeah. And that's great, Taz, but... You can have Polian, you can have Polamalu. If you don't have the players and the quality of the game is not all that great, people aren't going to pay attention.
No, I hear you.
And that's true. You're right. It does give it instant credibility. But that's – we debate about it, the XFL.
Yeah.
And you and I have a disagreement on it where you're like, I can't get enough football. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like
well,
more
football.
Yeah, more football is the better, right?
Yes.
And I think it's good for me personally – where there's kind of a football off season. I like getting to, you know, where college basketball has its time, and then you get the pitchers and catchers and launching a Major League Baseball. I don't know if I'm ready to
non-stop
emotionally
football.
Invest
yeah.
myself
I
now
I see that.
In a year-long NFL, which is a year – we talk about football all year long, NFL football, that
right,
is.
Right.
And now to have AAF, and XFL.
I know. A year apart.
It's a lot, Taz. It's a lot of football.
But and you know, you guys could call the show 855-212-4227. Do you agree with Moose? Is it too much football? Do you enjoy your NBA, your college basketball, and get a little downtime from the NFL or pro football? Or are you like me, where you're all in? Football nonstop's great, even if it's not great football. And the other question I pose to you, Moose, and even the callers, the audience, I should say, is this the beginning of the end before the beginning even started for the XFL, being that the AAF is starting a year ahead? If you look on the Twitter of XFL, which I'm looking at right now, they got 56,000 followers, okay? Right. They started this thing, and they're starting in 2 years as opposed to AAF, which is starting next year. They don't even have a social media account, but they're setting up a draft, AAF, all this stuff already. But some stuff that XFL tweeted, less stall, more ball. In XFL, a catch is a catch. They want to shorten the games. It sounds like a similar stuff that the AAF wants to do, but my point is this a problem? I know Vince when he's motivated, and I know it's got to be pissing Vince off, and you won't see Vince acknowledge them either. Vince won't do that. I've seen this in wrestling, how Vince is. He doesn't really, unless the chips are really down, he won't acknowledge his competition. He won't give them any oxygen. That's just how he is, and I love that about him. But is this already the downfall for the XFL because these guys have a year ahead jump on Vince?
Yeah, and it could be. However,
What do you think? Do you think it is?
I don't personally.
You don't think so? Okay.
I do think there are original XFL fans, wrestling fans, but football fans that probably will inherently trust Vince McMahon, the businessman, more to learn from mistakes in the past. To think that they're going to put out a better product in 2020.
Agreed.
As compared to the AAF in February of 2019. Regardless of Polian and Troy Polamalu and Charlie Ebersole and Dick Ebersole being involved, the inherent trust, I think, is there probably more so in the entertaining product and understanding what you need to be successful in Vince McMahon than the AAF.
That's right. And the one thing that I was talking about yesterday when AB and I were doing a show here, the one major thing, Moose, that they have a year ahead of Vince, as we know, that's a major thing. But they also, what AF has right now, they have a TV deal with CBS Sports. So that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
That's a big deal, right?
And that does hurt. That does hurt the XFL. Yeah.
We got to give Vince time.
You got to give him time, and you know that he's going to use his own network to promote. I mean, do you think he'd use the WWE?
No, he said basically he's not. I don't think he will.
We had a call. Some of those shows. They have so many different shows out there.
He ain't gonna do it, buddy. And this is one of the major problems he feels would happen with the XFL first run, the first birth, was because he tried to have that cross promotion with the WWF at the time.
Right.
I was working there then, and trust me, we were told to cross promote as wrestlers and broadcasters from wrestling, cross promote with XFL. We had to. I don't think he's doing that. I think he basically said that this has nothing to do. Vince, when he did the press conference, has nothing to do with WWF. It's right. a completely separate thing. Right, right. But here's the thing. A guy called yesterday, again, can't recall where he's from or his name. Apologize to that person. But he had a good point. Because WWE is trying to find a new home eventually here for Monday Night Raw, which is currently on the USA Network.
Right.
Which USA, for those that don't know, is owned by NBC. Okay. Dick Ebersole's world, right? So
right.
Apparently there's a lot of scuttlebutt that Raw, WWE programming, and SmackDown could end up with Fox. If that happens, we had a call, say, well, maybe they work out of something where Fox has XFL. So that could be. I just think Vince will really want to keep it separate. But he might not. He might have to cross promote now because
well, he's got to have to do something because the fact that the AAF has got a TV deal yeah. and the XFL doesn't, and the AAF is launching in February of 2019, and the XFL is going to be 2020, that certainly is going to hurt. But I think we got to also see exactly where the XFL does land. I'd be surprised, Taz, as sure as I'm sitting here, I'd be surprised if they don't have a TV deal. By the time that league gets going,
oh, I'm with you.
They will be on somewhere. They will. Still a ways away. We're almost 2 full years, a little less than 2 years away. I mean, we've got some time here.
I promise you,
they're going to be on it. They're going to have a TV.
I know how Vince works with this stuff. Number one, Number two, I know Vince McMahon's main executive, producer, senior executive producer, a guy named Kevin Dunn, who is an ultra-powerful man in TV, and that's Vince's right-hand man with all production elements. And I guarantee you, I know how these guys are. Kevin's all over this with Vince, I promise.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at GEICO.com.
Hey, Dexter in Seattle, you were on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dex?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Dexter?
I see y'all got it all fired up and ready to go all night long.
Yeah.
Fired up, ready to go, yes. Dexter. Ready to go, Dexter.
Hey, I want to tell you, I work at night and listening to y'all too, man, helps me keep going. So
thank
keep
you,
up the good work, man.
Thank you, Dexter.
We appreciate you, brother. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to touch on the Kawhi Leonard and the football thing. I agree, man. I love sports. I love football. But, man, a little bit too much, especially if the product on the field isn't any good, I'll be yawning and falling asleep on it. So, you know, time will tell. We'll see how they do. But
Dexter, let me ask you a question. Well, so, like, with this AAF thing, what do you do? You'll just check it out for, like, one or two games, or just check it out and move on, or you don't really care, or XFL? I'm just curious, as a fan, what do you think?
I'm going to check it out. But if they don't grab me, I'm telling you, man, I'm out the door.
All right. I'm out the door. Got to go. And yeah, what's your thing on Kawhi, bro? What's up with Kawhi? Out
the door. What was that? I didn't hear you, buddy.
What about Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi.
Yeah, I heard y'all play that thing with Manu, and I think Manu, he didn't come hard, but he was taking the poke, especially when he said, hey, you got to fight through it. That's basically saying, like, I don't think you're fighting through it, bro. And you're not even, you know, even when dude that was playing with Chicago didn't play and people were beating him up, at least he was sitting on the sidelines. He was there in his suit with his players. Kawhi, like Manu said, he's introverted, which is bad for being a leader, and he's not saying nothing. So reading into it, I think they're upset with this guy.
All right, thank you, Dex, for calling. We appreciate it. So Dex is with you on this, Moose.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe you and Dexter are right. Maybe it was a shot there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's frustration. I think all those – I think if you're a teammate of Kawhi Leonard, you're frustrated probably hearing about it. You're frustrated hearing about the injury. You're frustrated hearing about the drama and some of the storylines that followed. I would imagine for veterans as well, they're probably also tired of the BS. I mean, yeah. If you're Manu Ginobili in your early 40s, Taz, I mean, you've been there, done that. You've been through the trials and tribulations of the NBA for year in and year out. You're also tired of the drama that comes along with it.
No, I get it. I totally get it. Hey, Justin, in Indianapolis, you are on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, I got a comment, but kind of tongue-in-cheek initially. I think it would be kind of cool to see, you know, an AAF team versus an XFL team go to an NFL game and play because the NFL might be on lockout. Kind of like an event in Indianapolis I was at years and years back where there was one professional from one organization came to against another professional from a different organization, and they came into a third organization for their title. And I don't know if you have any idea who I'm talking about.
I do.
But, all right.
Yeah, well, real quick, what Justin's talking about, a lot of people might not know. So, real quick, I was contract. I was working for WWE. I was a wrestler, obviously, and I left ECW as champ. And the current ECW champ at that time was a gentleman by the name of Mike Awesome, was no longer with us, and who was contracted. He was leaving ECW, even though he was the champ, and he signed with WCW. So it was the first time in history, it'll never happen again, where a WWE contracted wrestler wrestled a WCW contracted wrestler at a sanctioned ECW event for the ECW championship. That's what Justin's talking
about. Oh,
there
you go.
Very interesting. So, very interesting.
It was historic, my friend. It really was.
Thank you. Yeah. So, the AAF, do you think it's going to work or what?
Real quick, secretly, I think maybe, possibly, the AAF will get off the ground, and especially if they have a little bit of a kind of a backdoor funding from the NFLPA, because that way it gives the players a bargaining chip when it comes up for the next CBA, and that way they're like, hey, you guys don't want to lock us out or don't want to give us what we want. Well, we have this other league that's flourishing right now. We can go and play there.
Yeah, I have a hard time
thinking.
Thank
you, Justin.
Number one is the the payroll for what's the salary cap right now in the National Football League? It's about $178 million per team. I think it's gone up $100 million over the last 15 years. 177.2. So it's about $178 million. Thank you, Taz. So there's not going to be any competition in terms of AAF and XFL in terms of making money. No.
I like his idea about
you're not going to go from, I love him, but you're not going to go and say, I'm going to use the AAF as leverage to get more money in the NFL. They're going to be like, you're going to make 40 grand in the AAF. Whatever it might be, 100
that
grand.
That might be a lot.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You're not going to make all that much money playing the AAF because you're looking for an opportunity to prove yourself to play in the NFL.
But Moose, Justin brings up an interesting concept, though, which will probably never happen. But it would be interesting. Let's say, hypothetically, 2, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the road, we're talking about the AAF and the XFL still, and they're actually doing okay. They're not doing great. Let's say, God willing, for both of them, right? And next thing you know, they create, just like in wrestling, where it's like WCW versus WWE, where you do like a Super Bowl where it's AAF against XFL.
Would be awesome.
That would be cool,
that
right?
That would be good. The AAF champ against the XFL
that
champ.
That would be sick. And this is where there could be, this is me, Conspiracy Theory Jones, where the long friendship in history, Vince McMahon with the Ebersols, maybe this is all a little inside work, a little baseball, inside baseball.
Now, Taz, you were there at the time. I got a sense that that relationship didn't end all that well after the XFL stuff. Now, you were there. I wasn't. I'm just watching from the documentary because it seemed like Ebersol thought the XFL could have gone in a completely different path if they just stuck to their game plan instead of Vince on that opening night hopping onto the field. Welcome to the XFL.
It's epic.
Everything going, I got a sense.
That was a good Vince impersonation.
Thank you. But I got a sense that it did not end that well. McMahon and Ebersol. I could be wrong, but that's the sense I got.
I've never had the opportunity to meet Dick Ebersol, but we all knew that Vince was always very good friends with him. I watched that documentary also, the 30 for 30, and it didn't, I don't know, I mean, I didn't get a huge sense that they had a little heat with each other. Maybe there could be, but I do agree with you that I think that they had a different vision of which way it should go.
Right.
Vince McMahon was heavily involved as an on-camera presence to a degree, not heavily, to a degree with the original XFL. Vince said it, and I believe him. That's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
You're not this. I think Vince said, and I'm paraphrasing something along the lines of, this will probably be the first and last time you see me with the XFL in public. And I do think Vince is not getting any younger.
No. And he wants to try and make it right.
I think he does. I really believe that. I'm just wondering if Vince.
There's some conversation in the background.
Vince is slick.
We could help each other out.
Yeah, Vince is slick. I just wonder if there's something up here with that.
Well, think about it. It's strange. You get the XFL announcement, and then all of a sudden the Alliance of American Football announcement.
I know.
In the span of not all that long.
I know. It's a little funky.
Really is. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Remember, coming up at 8:25 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to talk to UCF head coach Johnny Dawkins, preview all the Sweet 16 matchups. Ndamukong Suh cancels on an NFL team. We'll get into that and your calls next as we roll right along. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, March Madness is here. Tune in all week to TBS, CBS, on the go with March Madness Live, or listen right now on Westwood One. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Number to call.
That's right, number to call. And we got Jason in Arizona. You are on with Daz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How you doing,
what's
boss?
What's up, Jason?
Good. Hey, listen, I wanted to chime in on the football.
Okay, go for it.
McMahon got backdoored, so he's going to end up failing. There isn't enough quality football players in the country to even make 32 teams. Now what's left over, you're going to put into another league, and Ebersol jumped the ship, got in there first. So however many quality players there are left to go around, he's going to snatch them up, put them under a contract. That leaves McMahon with garbage.
Well, I wouldn't say garbage. I think it's a little drastic. Jason, I get your point, and I kind of agree that that could go down the way you just said that, because you're right. Vince did get backdoored. But I do think there are – listen, Jason, are you a college football fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite conference? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a reason. What's your favorite – meaning your favorite college football conference?
SEC.
Okay, cool. Good taste in football. Dig it. Here's the thing, man. There is so many good teams, programs, college football programs, okay, and believe it or not just in D1, meaning really good players that people haven't even heard of. Guys that are loading trucks right now that just didn't get a chance or just didn't make the cut for whatever reason. It's so right. easy to get, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, Jace. I think that it's not like years ago where I would have agreed with you a lot more than today. I do think there's a lot of really good players out there that no one knows. But, I mean, you know, using the word backdoor, you're right. That's kind of what happened here with Ebersole and McMahon. Unless they're in cahoots, which you never know. I doubt it, but you never know. You know?
But I counter that with this. You're saying that these people aren't known about. I say they are known about. With social media, all these kids have to do is get on, show a tape. There's a lot of the coaches know. The people in the know.
Yeah, but...
And Ebersole's getting all these football people in there.
Right.
That know football. They're going to know who to pick, who not. I mean...
I agree with that.
Well, you're not going to hit on everything.
If you have 3,000 players to choose from, and 2,000 of them go to the NFL, leaving 1,000... and the other league picks up 950 of them, there's not a lot left over for Vince to pick from.
Well, but you have to also get into the idea of, number one is how much are guys going to be paid, the development as well of players. That's something that Bill Polian talked about with the AAF.
Thank you, Jason.
That guys need time to develop. I mean, Kurt Warner needed time to develop. He brought up Adam Vinatieri as well. There are guys that need an opportunity to continue to play and get better, mature, evolve as football players, Taz. So that is the opportunity the AAF is going to provide, and the XFL, conceivably speaking, is going to provide as well, as continue to play the game that you do love. The issue, I wouldn't have an issue in terms of offensive, defensive linemen, wide receivers, defensive backs. My concern would be the quarterback position, where there are not a lot of great quarterbacks.
True, this is true.
So
this is a different topic.
If you get to that level and you're picking then at the third tier, conceivably speaking, of quarterbacks,
different story. I think that's a great point.
That's an issue.
That would
be an issue to me if I'm the XFL, because those are the stars of the league.
Totally agree. Those are the hood ornament of your team. Now, Johnny Manziel, we know he can't go to the XFL because Vince put it down. If you have a record, you can't come.
I'd imagine he's going to be in the AAF.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Does Tebow come back? I said this yesterday.
Tebow would be the perfect hood ornament.
AB said no way. Yeah. AB said he's not going. What did AB say? AB said, no, you stay with them.
We said at the time, I think he would be the perfect guy for the XFL. Would he not be?
Tebow? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everything Vince said at his press conference, I mean, it was like ding, 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 ding for Tim Tebow.
Yep, I agree. Well, I mean, it's interesting. I think I'm putting words in AB's mouth. I think it was Kaepernick. My bad. AB said Kaepernick would not go to the AAF.
Yeah, I think Kaepernick could get an opportunity to play if he wants to play football. I don't know if he wants to play football in the American the Alliance for American Football.
The name is brutal.
The name is terrible. The AAF.
We were saying yesterday. It sounds like the Justice League.
Yeah, it's a terrible name. The Alliance for American Football is a terrible name. But I see Kaepernick there? I could.
Yeah,
I could.
It could happen.
It could. You're right.
You heard there's a new hire in college hoops. I don't know. Some breaking news.
Yes. Danny Hurley has got a new job. We'll get into that. Plus, Sweet 16 preview. Taz and the Moose brackets part two. Part one were a doozy. Hopefully we'll do better part two.
Doozy.
We'll do that next. Taz and the Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.